Yo,
that's true.
Yo, I'm just saying, bro. We back. It's episode 66. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff. Y'all know the spiel. Before we get into it, go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first of all our videos. We on everything you stream your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and you know, wherever else you can find a podcast, we on there. But go stream us up, man.
Next, check out that right Instagram and that Twitter too. But yeah, we can get right into it, bro. Really? I'm trying to get right into that Packers and Rams game for real, bro.
Yes, sir.
Matchup of the week. I mean, was it the matchup of the week? I mean, a lot of people wanted to see Brady and Breeze too, just because of the old goats. But nah, this was the one on one matchup of the week for sure. Davante Adams and Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, sir. I mean, they deliver, bro. To me, I feel like they deliver, bro. I ain't even going to lie, bro. Like, they got it in.
See,
it was a hell of a battle.
I feel like they delivered, too, but it was a couple things that I didn't really like. I was expecting Jalen to follow him no matter where he went on the field, and sometimes he didn't just because of the schemes that they was playing or whatever. So yeah. I was a little discouraged by that, I would say. I wasn't really disappointed, but I was a little discouraged by that. But then on certain other plays, then they had Jalen trying to follow him all around the field, like that jump for the touchdown, where he ran the two motions and came back, and he shouldn't have been on him no more, for real. So, I mean, I don't know. It was a battle, bro, but my thing just is...
Yeah, that's why he was mad like that.
Facts. My thing is, though... That best defense in the league didn't look like the best defense in the league against that bad man Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, it was a whole 180. I said, God damn. But, I mean, Aaron Donald, injured and all of that. I don't know, but that's only one player. You feel me? It's a big difference. But, I mean, he was out there still doing what he do. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, you're right, bro. That defense did look a little suspect. I ain't gonna lie. Feel me? It was surprising, but it's like not really though, because Aaron Rodgers, man.
Yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers, and my thing was the way he spread the ball around. It's like you know when you go up against Jalen Ramsey, you're not gonna be able to just target your number one receiver. Davante Adams is not gonna have 15 catches for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns on Jalen Ramsey. It's obvious. But when you got a quarterback back there like Aaron Rodgers, he can spread the ball around. You got Alan Lazard out there hooping. You got St. Brown out there catching his timing routes. You got everybody out there doing their different things. What's the tight end name? My man. Tanyan be hooking.
Yeah, he's
always open for some reason.
Bro, he had 11 touchdowns this season. Yo, I ain't even peep that. Like, I ain't even peep he was scoring them. I mean, he did have that game where he scored like 3 touchdowns or something like that. But still, though, like for him to, they say he had like 10 receptions last year.
And then he came in and went
the
next stupid.
Year before, whatever. And had 11 touchdowns this year. Like, that's wild, you know?
Facts. Came in and went stupid. But I mean, I mean, the game kind of went how I thought it was going to go. Not Sean Payton.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, Sean McVay. Thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Sean McVay. You know, he came out and he didn't really want to let his quarterback with the injured thumb throw the ball too much. I mean, I think he went like 9 for 10 with one touchdown in the first half. But like when you're playing against Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to throw the ball more than that, bro. You're going to have to match him if you want to win for real, unless your defense about to step up like big time and give you 2-3 turnovers. Like you're going to have to shoot it out with Aaron Rodgers 9 times out of 10. So, I mean, he ended the game with 27 pass attempts, but I mean, for real, he should have had more, bro. If they really wanted to win that game, he has to throw the ball more. It's really no other way to put it for me, honestly. I know Cam Akers been hooping, you know, the second half of the year. I know he been y'all engine that could for the second half of the year or whatever and the first round of the playoffs. But, like, when you going up against somebody like Aaron Rodgers or somebody like Pat Mahomes or, you know, somebody like one of them dudes, you're going to have to match them throwing the ball or come as close as possible to matching them throwing the ball for real. So I think that's really where they lost the game, bro, if you ask me. I mean, of course, the defense, too. When you got the number one defense, you don't – I mean, I can't really say you don't expect to give up 32 when you're playing Aaron Rodgers, but most weeks you don't expect to give up 30 points when you got the number one defense. But I think that's where they lost the game, bro. Jared Goff would have had to – he would have had to match Rodgers, and he didn't for real, bro. I mean, he threw for 174 yards.
I mean, yeah. I agree with mostly what you're saying, but honestly, I feel like, bro, like, yeah, he went 21 for 27. It wasn't like he had a horrible game or nothing like that. Like, he played a good game, bro. Like, it's just like maybe you said, like, it was Sean McVay's fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because even with the injured thumb, like, he didn't look that bad to me. Like, obviously, he was efficient. Like, so at the end of the day, I mean, my take from the game really was that Green Bay's defense just outplayed the Rams' defense. That's all I got from this game. Like, honestly, like, you feel me? Like, it was a good game because I feel like, even Cam Akers, he did what he normally do. Yeah, I mean, he came out there. He 90 yards of touchdown or whatever. Like, he was doing what he do. So, I mean, he probably could have got more in the passing game a little bit more. So, maybe that's those extra passes that you're talking about that, you feel me, that maybe Goff should have thrown. But at the end of the day, I feel like they stuck to that game plan. Like, going down, like, the stretch at the end of the season, this is what they did. That was their recipe for success. So, at the end of the day, hey, man, they went out doing what they did. Like, you feel me? And we also have to remember that Cooper Kupp wasn't there. So, I mean, I feel like that was a big difference. You feel me? Like, not having him, like, that changed the whole outcome of the game, I think. You feel me? And like I said, Green Bay's defense just outplayed Rams' defense at the end of the day because, like I said, if your quarterback plays efficient, doesn't turn the ball over, and your running back, your running game is efficient enough, like, come on, bro. He averaged, what, 5 yards to carry? So he was out there doing what he had to do. Like, it wasn't – you feel me? The passing game was working. It was it's just that our defense outplayed the other defense. And like I said, they were missing in the central part of their fucking offense. Like, Cooper Kupp, we all know what Cooper Kupp do, like, when he's healthy and when he's out there. So, I mean, that was the difference for me. But it was a good game. Aaron Rodgers did what he was supposed to do. You feel me? Like, the running game was stupid. Like, that was, like, a super surprise because we all, you know, you was talking about it last year. Or was it last year or was it the year before or whatever? I think it was the year before or whatever when they still had y'all coach.
Oh, but, every year with Mike McCarthy? Yeah.
Yeah, where he went running the ball and shit. Like, and then I think young boy, what's his name? Matt LaFleur, whatever the hell his name is. He took a little, you know, page out of that book too last year or whatever. But, hey, I guess he learned his lesson. Because they was toting that rock. I mean, Aaron Jones had 14, Jamal Williams 12, A.J. Dillon had 6, and Aaron Rodgers ran that motherfucker 4 times. So they was running that rock. So, and even though you say, like, you know, you said Jared Goff needed to outthrow him, he only threw the ball 36 times. So he only completed 2 more passes than Jared Goff. So at the end of the day,
that's
I don't really
fact,
think that mattered.
That's a fact, but Jared Goff had 100-plus yards less than him, though.
That's true. He did have 296.
But like you said, Cooper Kupp. So, I mean, I can't dispute that.
That's a big weapon, man, that they was missing. But, yeah, that's all I really got on that game, bro. That was a good game, though, man. That was a good game.
Definitely was a good game. And I'm glad you brought up Cooper Kupp, too, bro, because I forgot all about him. But you could definitely see the difference in the game. Jared Goff, if he wasn't throwing at the Woods, he was like – I mean, he was completing passes, but it just didn't look –
Nobody else could get that separation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody else can get that separation, bro, that Cooper Kupp get, bro. Like, people, exactly. Like, he's an underrated wide receiver, bro. He nice, bro. Like, him and Adam Thielen, like, they, like, the same type of boy. Like, they just always open, bro. Like, exactly. Somehow, some way, they wiggle their way into, you feel me, that free space. So, that was a big loss for them, though. So, I think that was the difference in that game, really. And, like I said, the defenses.
Yeah, and Aaron Donald had, what, something wrong with his ribs or whatever. So, he wasn't 100% either, so.
I don't even think he had a tackle, bro. And if he did, it was probably a half a tackle, bro. And that's facts. I know that for
sure. Damn sure I ain't never sacked.
Yeah, it was like a half a tackle or something. Like, I don't even think he wasn't affecting the game at all, really. Like, he probably had a couple of pressures or something, but I know he didn't. Yeah,
he didn't do what he normally do.
Yeah, he didn't affect the game like he normally does.
Facts. But we can get into the next John, bro. What you want to go, Bills, Ravens?
Yeah, we can talk about that because, I mean, I really don't got much for that. Because I was very disappointed. This is, once again, the Ravens disappointed me. Lamar disappointed me. Just John Harbaugh disappointed me. Like, it's just like, it's like they don't learn. They do the same thing every year. And it's like, it's getting annoying, like, at this point. Like, so I don't even want to waste too much of my time talking about it. But at the end of the day, I'm happy that they protected Lamar. Like, because at the end of the day, they wasn't doing shit anyway. at the end, they was going to lose that game. What I text you in the first quarter and said this game over, I said, yeah, bro, they about to do the same thing because I saw it, bro. I said, oh, yeah, they doing the same shit. They doing the same goddamn thing. Like, I don't know what they don't understand. It's like, yo, you have to throw the ball at some point. They know you. We know the recipe in the past was, oh, run, 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 and let your defense, you feel me? Like, yeah, that was the recipe to win Super Bowls in the past. But now, with this new game, you got to pass that rock, bro. You got to be able to pass the rock. You had to have a passing offense, bro. You can't win you can't win like that. You need receivers that can get open. I don't know what the hell – I don't know what the scouting is doing. I don't know what's going on out there with that wide receiver coaches. I don't know what the hell going on. Willie Snead and I don't know, bro. But, yeah, once again, the Ravens disappointed. Lamar disappointed once again. I was expecting more. Obviously, he going to do what he do, but I was expecting more from them, bro. Like, come on, 3 points, bro. Y'all went up there to score 3 points, bro. Like, are you serious, bro? Justin Tucker act like he can't kick a field goal. Like, I understand the win and all that, but come on. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I think he the best kicker in football. So, it's like, come on, bro. Like, but even then, they would have had 9 points or whatever. What, he missed two? Whatever, he probably missed
two or three. So, they'd have had 12.
Yeah, but still, bro. Come on, bro. Y'all can't score the rock. Y'all can't. Come on.
Oh, your video just went out. What's going on? Oh, no. Well, nah, I mean, I'm a, you mean talk real quick while bro get his joint together, but I don't know. With that Ravens and Bills game, I just feel like they got to get Lamar a number one receiver, bro. Like, that's the difference. Like, you literally see it. The Ravens was trying to trade for Stephon Diggs too in the offseason or whenever he was on the block. The Ravens was trying to trade for him too. The Bills ended up getting him. The Ravens, I think somebody told me the Ravens was trying to trade 2 second-round picks for him or something, but the Bills ended up giving a first and whatever else they gave up for him, so they ended up getting him. But, like, you could see the difference in having that true number one wide receiver and not having that true number one wide receiver. Like, it's a clear difference, and, like, you could see – you could just see it. Like, Stephon Diggs just makes so much of a difference for the Bills. Like, the Ravens need a true number one, bro. Like, they should have offered that first and fourth or whatever that the Bills did to get Stephon Diggs instead of 2 seconds or whatever they offered. Like, my thing is, you got to get Lamar a true number one wide receiver. Go out and get AB this offseason or something. Like, you got to get him somebody, bro. You got to get him somebody that's going to be a true number one that can get open most plays or draw a double team and have other people open on the field. Like, it's not going to work otherwise. I agree with, you know, a lot of the sports world that Lamar still has a lot of issues passing the ball. He gets back into his bad habits mid-game and all that, throwing sidearm and whatnot. But we've also seen other quarterbacks that have thrown sidearm or have, you know,
Pat Mahomes for it.
Exactly. Irregular throwing motions that work for them because they actually have the playmakers to, you know, make those plays happen. But, like, Hollywood Brown is not a true number one, bro. He honestly had too much pressure on him coming in. Like,
yeah.
he was supposed to be the savior for Lamar receiver, and he's not that, bro. Like, he's just not. He might be one day, but right now he's not. It's only his, what, second year? Like, he still got to put on, like, 20, 30 pounds before he can really give us.
He not built to be out there by himself, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, You clearly see the difference. Like, this was one of those games for me where I literally seen the difference in that number one receiver, because the Bills did not have that number one receiver last year. They went out, they got that number one, and you could see the difference. Josh Allen is tough too, but if he did not have Stephon Diggs, this game would have been way closer. Game would have been completely closer.
That's real. That's real. Yo, the Bills did what they had to do. Yo, shout out to the Bills for grabbing Stephon Diggs, seriously, bro.
That was
because that set them over. Like, that pushed them over the top, bro.
Facts. That was a major move for them, grabbing Stephon Diggs. I think that was one of the best moves this last offseason, honestly. Because Stephon Diggs, he wanted out.
That's facts.
The Vikings still ended up getting another receiver. So both sides really won for real. Like, you end up getting another receiver that's nice.
Yeah, and they Bills
get their number one. I don't know, bro. They just got to get perfect, some help, bro. They got to take it seriously, and I feel like they're not going to take it seriously. I feel like they about to draft more defense this next draft. Like, they about to use all their important picks on defense.
They can't, bro. No way. I think that's why they released Mark Ingram and they getting rid of Robert Griffin III and all this dude. They trying to free up cash space because I think they're going to make some noise in, like, free agency and something like that.
They got to get AB.
I wouldn't say that. I would say go after Allen Robinson. I like him. I like him out there with Lamar. Go grab him. Because I think he's a free agent this year. Somebody else, I don't think it's nobody else that I really, really, you know, want that I feel like could help immediately in free agency this year. I would have to look over it, but I like Allen Robinson. He got to get out of Chicago.
I wouldn't be opposed to Allen Robinson. But I definitely take AB over him. And if I could get both, I'll take that too. Like, you got to get Lamar some weapons, bro. I don't care how you do it, but you got to do it.
Hey, my thing is get both. But AB, Tom Brady not letting AB go nowhere, though. You know that. They got a little bromance going on. He not letting him go nowhere. You ain't see how he was acting during that damn game when he hurt his knee. He went over to that song like, okay, bro, you all right? Like, he let this man live in his house, bro. We ain't going trip. Let's remember, he just welcomed this man in his home, kids and his wife and all that. That's his bro. I don't care what you talk about.
Tom Brady love AB, bro.
He do. So I don't think that's happening. AB gonna stay put in Tampa Bay, especially if they win this game. Cause they surprised me, not gonna lie. We could get right into that game too. Go ahead, they surprised me. I ain't even going to lie to you. The Buccaneers surprised me, bro, because you know who I picked. I said the Saints was going to the Super Bowl. I told you
they was going to lose to the Bucs.
You definitely did. Hey, shout out to Tom Brady and shout out to the Bucs because I said at the beginning of the year that he would not make the playoffs. I said he would. Yeah, I said he wouldn't make the playoffs. I said he's going to get exposed. Bill Belichick was the real GOAT and all that stuff, and I have to apologize. I'm sorry, Tom Brady. I will say I'm sorry because I did not see this shit coming at all. I'm going to be real. I did not see this coming. But, hey, man, defense step up the way they did. And you get these dudes not making mistakes at the right time and you get the ball rolling at the right time. Hey, man, hey, shout out to the GOAT. I mean, I guess that's why he the GOAT. You feel me? But I definitely got to apologize to that man because I was giving him hell at the beginning of the season. But about the game, the defense was acting stupid, and Drew Brees shouldn't have been out there. Drew Brees, they should have – hey, I don't know what was up with Taysom Hill either because obviously he was in plain clothes, I think.
Right.
But I know it's going to sound crazy me saying this, but you got to let Jameis throw some more passes. You see what he did when he got in there. Like, bro, like just – Drew Brees couldn't do it, bro. Like, he couldn't – you could tell, bro. He couldn't stretch the field. Like, he couldn't – he couldn't do that shit, bro. He couldn't throw nothing over their heads, and they knew it. The defense knew it. They put them linebackers in the middle of that damn field, and they said, y'all can cover that. Y'all be all right. He came – we just ain't giving nothing over the top. We already know. Just cover everything underneath because he ain't going to do it. And what did he do? Threw everything underneath, and they was not having it. All those turnovers, you're not winning no game with all those turnovers, bro. Like, that's chalk from the rip. Come on, bro. Three interceptions, bro. Come on. It was chalk. One of them Jones got popped up in the air, but it was a bad pass anyway. That's why it got popped up in the goddamn air. So, you ain't winning no game like that. But I think, like I said, the difference in this game, bro, Tampa Bay defense took opportunities that they were given. And Drew Brees shouldn't have been playing. Yeah, I don't think he should have been playing because he was the reason why they lost that game. I don't care about that. That was on Drew Brees. He got to take that one on the chin. He had to go in that locker room after that game and talk to all his homies. Look, man, my fault, man. That was on me, bro. My bad. I was Sean Plate injured and all that. And then Mr. Slant Boy, he out of pocket. can't guard Mike. I guess they can. I guess they can, Playboy. Because none, like 0-0, like anything on the board, 0, like none, bro. Like, that's a little spooky, bro, for can't guard Mike. I don't know, bro. Like, so at the end of the day, I said the Saints was going to win. Once again, they fucking folded. I don't know what's going on with the Saints, but once again, they folded. Drew Brees probably going to retire. Tom Brady's the goddamn GOAT. Shout out to that guy. That's what I have to say about that game.
All right, so I agree 100% with everything you said, from the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick thing to the Drew Brees shouldn't even been in the game. It should have been Jameis starting, all that. I agree 100%. I don't even really have much to add. But I will say this. Drew Brees, I know it's a lot of pride involved, my brother, but you were supposed to sit this one out. You were supposed to literally come in there. All right, look, I know, blah, 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 but I ain't got it. Bro, you threw 34 passes for 134 yards.
Yeah.
It's no reason you should have been in the game, bro. You threw 34 passes for 134 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. It's no reason you should have been in the game in a playoff game against the GOAT. Like,
yeah, that bad.
If you was playing against, if it was regular season or something, cool. But you in the playoffs against the GOAT. I know you want your farewell tour. Whatever. He better retire, bro. It's over. I don't want to hear none of it. Like, dudes was telling me that Big Ben arm looked bad. No, Drew Brees' arm looked bad. He literally cannot throw the ball more than 10, 15 yards down the field. Like, legit. And Michael Thomas, he not supposed to have zero catches. I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack because he was injured too, and he got to have all that ankle surgery right after too. But I really don't care. Who is this Carlton Davis nigga that's talking to you crazy, bro? Like, you supposed to at least give him a couple Jones, give him a stiff arm or two so he can't talk crazy or something. Like, I don't care how injured your ankle is. If you went out there on the field, you got shot up with whatever you had to get shot up to go out there, you supposed to still do more than nothing for nothing. Like,
right,
that nigga had nothing for nothing, bro. Like, I don't even know, like, bro, I don't even want to talk about it. Look, shout out to Tom Brady, shout out to the Bucks defense, and shout out to Alvin Kamara, because he's still bull. Like, I don't care what nobody's saying. He didn't have a great game, but I mean, how much can you really do when the defense is not even scared of you throwing the ball?
Yeah.
Like, there's no threat of you throwing the ball anywhere further than 10, 15 yards down the field. So, I mean, that's really all I got to say about that game, bro. That's just horrible. Drew Brees, you better retire. Like, I don't want to hear this. I might come back. Nah, retire, bro. Like, I'm not out here, none of it, bro. You got your chicken. You cut your last two checks or whatever for your last 2 years. They gave you hella bread for that. Hang it up, bro. Hang it up. You really should have been hung it up, because now you're going out sad, low-key. But
yeah,
just hang it up, bro. Because you're going to go out even worse next year if you come back. So
you think so?
Yes. I mean, I think some of it still had to do with the rib injury, but I don't think he been throwing like that all season, for real, though. Like, even before the injury, he wasn't throwing the ball downfield too much, like, for real. Like, it was a little bit better, but it wasn't.
I think it was the rib injury, bro.
It wasn't Drew Brees, bro.
I'm gonna lie to you, bro. You tripping, bro. He was a whole different boy after that. Like, he's a whole different boy. Nah, right, shout out to him for trying to come back, though.
And try to actually do that.
You feel me? But I don't think he should have been on that field. Like, he should have just waited long. He came back too fast. Like, yeah, you might get them little Jones in the regular season just because how the defense playing or Alvin Kamara playing out of his mind, but. Yeah, he should have definitely made a business decision and just, like, he should have just told, look, man, hey, I can't play, bro. Like, I can't. But, hey, I don't know. Like, he took the – I guess he – I don't know. He had too much pride or something. I mean, I could dig it, though. Like I said, shout out to him for at least going out there trying. But
facts.
He fucked the team up trying. Like, he fucked everything up. So.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. I just think he should hang it up before he go out even sadder. Like, yeah. I mean, at least you lost to Tom Brady in the playoffs. Like, that's not a bad loss to go out on.
It's just a shame. Tom just came right over here spanking niggas already. Get your ass up out of here. This is my conference. This is my conference, dickhead.
Those are the two regular season losses ain't mean nothing.
Yeah, he said we lost. We don't need no tape. We don't need to watch no tape. We already know. We already know what we did. They cooked us both times. We got something for y'all this time. Like,
third time's a charm.
They took it personal. So yeah, shout out to the GOAT, man.
What's the I mean, we,
the huh? Chiefs and the Chiefs and Browns game, which was a good game, bro. It was a good game, bro. I mean, obviously, Pat Mahomes going out ruined the game. But not really, because it was – I feel like it got more interesting when he went out, because it's like, oh, now the Browns got a chance. Because while he was in there, it was like, it's a wrap. Like,
no, bro, they had a chance while he was – go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
I know they did. I know they did. Relax. I'm just saying, like, we all know what's going to happen if Pat Mahomes stayed in that game, bro. It might have got spooky, bro. We not going to trip. It wouldn't have been that close. We not going to trip. But I just want to, like – give a shout out to Andy Reid, man. Shout out to that man, dog. I hope he win another one this year. Honestly, because he deserved it all them goddamn years in Philly when he should have won that shit. But I hope he went back to back Jones because he deserved it. After coaching Chad Henne. Hey, bro, I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't even know he was still in the league. I'm going to keep it all the way funky with you, bro. I didn't even know he was still in the league. Yo, when he got in the game, I said, Chad Henne. Wait, he paid to the Dolphins and all that. Dang, I thought he retired like 5-6 years ago. Bro, I did not know this man was still in the league. Like, what the hell? But you know.
Yeah, bro. Andy Reid. Yeah,
he figured it out. He threw that crazy ass Hail Mary pick. I'm like, all right, Cleveland might win this joint now. After he did that and they started getting the momentum, I'm like, oh wow, it's a wrap. Chad Henne ain't got it. Though when that man ran for that first down, well, that almost first down that they called back or whatever the case may be, or they get like, come on, that shit was a first down. Like y'all getting crazy. Like it was super close. I mean, it could have went either way because how close it was, but I think it was a first down. But
right. That
and then Andy Reid trusting this man to throw that ball on fourth down? Like, bro, like, that's crazy. Everybody think you're going to run it. I'm thinking it's going to be a QB sneak or something like that. You feel me? Fullback run, maybe something like that. I don't know. But, bro, you throw the ball with Chad Henne? Like, come on, bro. Like, hey, shout out to fucking Andy Reid for that, man. Shout out to the Chiefs defense too, though, because I feel like the real like difference in this game was like the running game of Cleveland couldn't really get going. Like they could never really, really get going like that. I know Nick Chubb had that one little big run, whatever, because he had like 60 yards, but he had that one run was like 20 some yards. It was like, that was the bulk of his yards for real, for real. So I feel like that was the big difference in this game. It was like Cleveland couldn't get their run game really going. They couldn't get in the rhythm. I mean, they lost their fucking, I think their left tackle, like the first play of the game or something like that, or second play, whatever it was. I know he went out early, so I feel like that affected them like a lot. So, yeah, I feel like that was the biggest difference in the game for me. Like, but even though they still, I feel like if Pat Mahomes stayed in there, they was going to lose. But I feel like if they would have got the run game going a little bit more, even with Pat Mahomes in there, it probably would have been close. It might have been close. I don't know, but yeah. Shout out to Cleveland though for sticking in that joint, bro. Shout out to Cleveland. They did that damn thing, man. They gonna make some noise, bro, in the future or whatever. They just gotta shore some things up in that secondary and all that. There's a couple more pieces and all that, and they be all right, bro.
My thing is with this game, obviously, you know, we hope that Pat Mahomes could play this week coming up against Josh Allen, of course. But and that was kind of dirty. It looked like Ball like kind of like pulled his neck a little bit extra.
Come on, bro.
But I ain't gonna get too deep into that. My thing is my issue with the Browns was I know it's some things that like just happen, but who was that fumbled into the end zone, bro, before halftime? Was that Higgins?
That was Rashard Higgins.
All right, bro, you folded And Nick Chubb, I seen you literally kill a drive by yourself. You dropped a wide open drag route that you could have took for 5 to 7 yards, if not more. And you dropped a wide open screen pass that you could have took for probably like 20, 30 yards, one drive, and killed that. And this is all in the first half. So, like, this is when Pat Mahomes was still in the game. I think those – well, the Nick Chubb stuff was when Pat Mahomes was still in the game. Right. I think that kind of killed the momentum, and I'm not really sure of the play-calling decision of having, you know – I know it's a pride thing. Every running back wants to be a three-down running back, but sometimes you're just not it, bro. Like Kareem Hunt on them two plays, if we was passing to the running back, if he was our primary option, Kareem Hunt should have been the running back in the game on them two plays, bro. Like that kind of blew me. And
he didn't have a lot of touches. That was surprising.
He didn't, bro. And he's a game breaker. Like, that's the crazy part.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I think Nick Chubb might have had some jitters or something, but, like, you got to I just feel like the Browns made some I think it was some bad coaching decisions for real at certain points in the game, to me, honestly. But you don't have a coach like Andy Reid on your sideline, so
yeah,
that's where that experience shows. So that's really all I got to say, man. Shout out to my boy Baker, man. He did his thing all year. He got out of this slump even without Odell. You mean, like, if Odell come back and he could like figure it out with Odell in the offense, it's going to be spooky for a lot of people.
I don't understand why he can't, though. Like, why does it become easier when he leaves? Like, why do you play better when he's not there? I don't get it. Like, I do not get that. Like,
maybe I don't know, bro.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, come on. Jarvis and Rashard Higgins be looking crazy. Like,
and Donovan Peoples Jones.
Yeah, like why are they snapping like this? But when Odell there, it's like nobody, like, he can't pass the ball. He want to turn the ball over. What's going on? Like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. It's weird. But I hope he do get it together next year, though. Because if he do, they might win. They might win something. You never know.
They get it together with Odell in the lineup, and they could, you know, like you said, shore up that secondary this offseason. They will be crazy, bro. But I'm really done talking about the Browns. They lost. I'm just hoping that, you know, Pat Mahomes is 100% healthy next week. He's good, ready to go, because I'm here for Pat Mahomes versus Josh Allen. And that Bills defense is not to be played with. So
At all.
We can get right into that. Who you got next week in your predictions? We got the Packers and the Bucks, and we got the Chiefs and the Bills. Who you got?
I'm going to have to take the Packers because I still don't think Tom Brady is going to get to the Super Bowl. I don't want him to. He can't get to the Super Bowl again. I know. But, yeah, I'm going to take the Packers simply because Aaron Rodgers finally got NFC Championship game in his crib. And it's going to be cold as shit. And I know Tom Brady. Been all used to that hot weather in Tampa Bay. He been all chilling at the crib, shorts, tank top with the little visor on or whatever. You feel me? With his little khaki shorts and his little thong flip flops and all that. You feel me? He about to go out Lambo. It's about to be colder than a witch's titty, and he ain't going to be able to handle it. So I think Packers going to come out of that joint with the victory 30-24. And then I'm taking the Bills. Only because I don't think Pat Mahomes is going to play. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think he's going to play. You're probably like, come on, bro. He's definitely going to play. I don't think he's going to play. And if he do play, they want some scheming shit because that man, he ain't passing no concussion protocol 1 week like that. I don't know. But, hey. That's just me. I'm like, no, I'm not putting him out there. But I can't go out there with Chad Henne, so I don't know. But like I said, I'm gonna go with the Bills because I don't think Pat Mahomes gonna play. And even if he does, I gotta stick with my guy. Not my guys, but I'm gonna stick with my pick. I'm gonna say the Bills are gonna win 33-30, and they're going to win on a game-winning field goal.
All right. Well, I think you're bugging. I think you forgot that Tom Brady played in New England for the last however many years, and he used to that cold weather in the playoffs because they always got home playoff games. I'm taking the Bucks, and I'm not taking them really because of Brady. I'm taking them because of the defense, and I think they get that running game going in that cold weather.
But you think so? Against Green Bay?
Green Bay run defense is trash. I was really surprised that Cam Akers didn't get off more, bro, honestly.
True.
Like, I was really, like, surprised that he didn't get off more, if we being honest. And I think with Brady and them three wide receivers and two tight ends, that opens up the field a little bit more for the running backs. I don't think he was as worried when you playing against, you know, Jared Goff without Cooper Kupp and a broken thumb. You feel me? Yeah. So I think I'm taking the Bucks. I don't know if I have a score. Let me see. I'm taking the Bucks 27-24. And I agree with you. I'm taking the Bills, but this is where we differ. I'm taking the Bills even if Pat Mahomes play.
Okay.
I think that defense is going to stand up. Regardless of if Pat play or not, I think that defense is going to stand up. And I think Josh Allen got something to prove. And he got a number one wide receiver. Now, my issue with them is that they never get the run game going the whole playoff so far.
Can't. All they got is Devin Singletary.
But he's tough. You gotta run him more than seven times for 25 yards or whatever it was. Like, you gotta
effective.
7 for 25 is not horrible. All it takes is breaking off one run, bro, to bring the averages up for real, for real.
I mean, that's real, but
you got to run him more. But, I mean, I think either way, I think that defense is going to stand up, and I think Josh Allen got something to prove, bro. And if the Bucks and the Bills get to the Super Bowl, I'm taking Josh Allen to bring home the ring, bro.
Okay. All right. That's crazy. Now, if the Bucks make it, I definitely got Tom Brady winning. I definitely got Tom Brady winning if
you know how
he's not going to lose in another Super Bowl, bro. You tripping.
Bro, I'm taking the Bills. If it's Bucks versus Bills, I'm taking the Bills because they literally been playing against Brady for the last however many years, twice a year.
Okay. So now they're going to finally get their revenge.
And they're going to get their revenge.
Okay. Okay, I like that.
That's my bold prediction if the Bucks and the Bills make the Super Bowl. If it's otherwise, I'll come back with another bold prediction for y'all or something. Like.
Nah, that's a good take, though. I like that.
I think that's what I got, bro. I mean, but we could get off the NFL, bro, because it's about that time, man.
Yeah, it's about that time for the NBA, man.
You want me to go ahead, bro?
You had that joint locked and loaded for a minute, bro. Pause.
Let's get right into it, bro. Ben Simmons, you trash.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm not even gonna say, and I'm not even trying to say you trash as in being disrespectful, because I think you're a great all around basketball player outside of shooting the ball. But what I think you're missing is a heart and a jump shot. And that, to me alone, those two things can make you trash in this era. To me, a heart and a jump shot can make you trash in this era. To me. I watched this dude come up the court so many times, right?
Right.
You want to be the point guard so bad, you dribble the ball up the court, you come to the three-point line, and you passing the ball off for somebody else to initiate the offense. Then you go stand on the block waiting for a rebound. Does that not make you feel inferior as a basketball? Like, you're 6'10", one of the best defenders in the league. You have one of the best all-around games in the league, absent of a jump shot. Does that not make you feel inferior that you have to come up the court and pass the ball to Shake Milton to initiate the offense because you cannot shoot a jump shot? Does that not make you feel inferior? I don't understand what's going on, bro. Like, I don't get it. I don't know who is in his corner. I don't know who is in his ear. Like,
he got a bunch of yes men in his corner. That's what's going on.
Exactly. That's what it has to be. And I'm done with him. Whatever. Like, I don't care if he goes somewhere else and get better. I don't care trading. I really don't care trading for somebody that has star power that can shoot a jump shot.
That's real. That's real.
I don't care. Like, we done sacrificed Markelle Fultz for this dude. We done sacrificed whoever else for this dude. Like, I'm done, bro. We sacrificed Jimmy for this dude. We sac, like, come on, bro. I'm done with Ben Simmons, bro. And then in the last play of the game, I watched, what was it? 119-107. I think Sixers made a good defensive play and Joel Embiid grabbed the board. And I forget exactly who he was playing. I don't even remember. It don't even matter who the other team was. But the point is, the other team was acting like they was about to fire or whatever. This nigga Ben Simmons, a point guard, supposedly a point guard, did not run over to his center to go get the ball and dribble the clock out or, you know, get fouled and take the free throws if necessary. Bro, I'm not doing this, bro. Like, I'm not doing a point guard that's 6'10", that doesn't want the ball in clutch situations, that doesn't want to shoot a free throw, that doesn't want to shoot a jump. I'm not doing it, bro. This is not the 1960s. This is not the 1970s. Like, bro, you don't want to shoot a jump shot. You don't want to shoot a free. Like, what do you want to do? You just want to – I understand he's great at everything else, and I will not take none of that away from his game. But in this era, you got to shoot the ball. Rajon Rondo shoots the ball. Giannis Antetokounmpo shoots the ball. Like, it's a bunch of niggas with broke-ass jump shots and broke-ass forms that shoot the ball. And they're aggressive still. Like, I don't – it's no excuse to me anymore, bro. If he's not going to pick it up, I'm done. Like, I'm cool. I ain't got nothing else for him. Like, get off the team. Like, I'm sorry. You're a great basketball player, but you're absent of a jump shot and a heart. Like – in this era, it's not going to work, bro. You don't have a jump shot in the heart. You – bye.
Yeah. Bro, listen, I feel your pain, and you know I do, bro. As a diehard Sixers fan, bro, like, it pains me watching Ben Simmons, bro. And then, you know, the part that really pissed me off about him is that when he has the opportunity to step up, like when Joel Embiid was out, two games ago or the game before last, whatever, when he was out. You think he was out like two games. And then he had his time to like show them like, all right, well, I'm going to show y'all shouldn't have traded me for James Harden. You feel what I'm saying? We see James Harden over there snapping over in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? And then you get the opportunity to run the team and you come out. I think the first game he had like 9 points or something like that. Like, bro, are you fucking serious, bro? And I think he only shot the ball like three times. You mean to tell me Embiid is out the game, you the star, and you can't score more than fuck? You can't score 10 points, bro? Fuck 10. You can't get 15. You a star. You supposed to be scoring 20. But I ain't even going to ask you, look, you more? Yeah, bro, listen. Ben Simmons, you hit it right on the head. He has no heart. And you can't give nobody heart. Like, you either got it or you don't. And this man wants to be a supermodel. He wants to be a superstar or something. He don't want to play basketball. Well, now he do want to play basketball, but it's like he just want to cruise through. I just want the money, whatever. I know I'm good at it. You feel me? Like, somebody need to humble this man. He need to get a new circle around him. Because I know he got yes men all around him telling him, oh, yeah, you go, yeah, you do everything else good. Fuck them. You ain't got to shoot no shot if you don't want to. Oh, yes, the fuck you do. Yes, the fuck you do. You are a point guard in the NBA in 2021. You have to shoot the ball. What are you talking about? You have to be aggressive. Well, I just watched Colin Sexton give the fucking Nets 42. Colin Sexton. On the Cavaliers, who are the second worst offensive team in the league. They put up 140-something on the Nets because their point guard was aggressive. Colin Sexton ain't no shooter, but he was letting that shit fly. Like, bro, shoot the ball. It's not that hard. Why are you so stuck on, I'm not going to shoot the ball. I'm just not going to shoot the ball. I'm just not doing it. I'm going to come down the court and do the same thing I've been doing for 5 years. I'm going to come down the court. Like, bro, everybody know your fucking game, bro. You come down, do the same fucking thing. You fucking the offense up. excuse my language. I know I keep cursing, but that's how much he pisses me off. Like, the dude, I'm done with him too. And you said it probably two episodes, whatever you said it ago. Get Bradley Beal, please. Can we get him? I don't want to give up Maxie, though. I think we can't give up Maxie. I like my young boy. But we got to get rid of Ben Simmons. He holding us back. And Embiid out here playing like an MVP. He playing totally different, bro. Come on, bro. That game against the Celtics last night, bro. Like, he playing different, bro. Like, and I know Jason Tatum wasn't there, so it was a different ball game. But still, that's the Celtics, bro. The Celtics always play us hard no matter who they got on the floor. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's always a great game when we play the Celtics. So I'm not trying to hear that Jason Tatum shit when Jason Tatum wasn't there, which I know is a difference. I ain't, you know, I'm not stupid, but still, like, the way Embiid was playing, though, bro, like, he's playing like an MVP. And he definitely not going to win it. I don't think it's popular for a big man to win the MVP. I don't think that's going to happen for a little while. But if he does, shout out to him. But he just playing at a different level right now. All he needs is for Ben Simmons to turn up, for us to look unstoppable. We already the number one seed in the East. Like, we looking good. We only got them couple wins because they cheating, making us play with seven players and shit. But this dude just don't want to be there for Embiid, and it's pissing me off, man. And he wasting Embiid good years, bro. Like, he's wasting Embiid, bro, and it's pissing me off. We got to get rid of this dude ASAP. Like you said, shout out to him, because everything about his game, other than shooting, he tough, bro. He crazy. But he got to go. And they was talking this Zach LaVine stuff. I ain't giving him up for Zach LaVine. I like Zach LaVine, but I'm not. No, I ain't doing that. But Bradley Beal, that's a whole nother ball game. I'm, bro, hell yeah. Taking.
Hold on, though. It depends on what they give with Zach, though. Like,
I don't want Zach for Ben Simmons, though.
I take Zach. If y'all giving something else with him, I'm not giving y'all nothing else with Ben, though, for Zach.
I need Zach and Chris Dunn, or Zach and – they ain't going to give up Kobe White. I like Kobe White. That's my
– Yeah, he's tough, too. I take Zach and Chris Dunn. I take Zach and –
and some picks.
Yeah. But Zach not going to be scared to pull up, though. It's just
he's averaging like 28 this year. He's snapping. Exactly.
I take Zach or Bradley Beal, bro.
Yeah, bucket. But nah, I'm taking. I want Bradley Beal. I don't want Zach. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want Zach. You can keep Zach. If it's my call, you can keep Zach. You can keep him. I mean, unless you give me an offer I can't refuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give me something, I'm like, all right, I gotta take this though. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I want Bradley Beal. I want Bradley Beal so bad, I'm willing to give up Tyrese Maxey. Like, I will be like, fuck it. But that's all you get. You getting Ben Simmons and Tyrese Maxey. That's it. Maybe some second rounders or something. Like, We're not doing no whole fourth, five, first round pick. We're not doing all that.
Ben and Tyrese Maxey, if anything. But
yeah, that's it.
If they both on the table, yeah. Of course, I want Bill. If Bill and Zach LaVine is both available, yes. But if Bill is unavailable and Zach is, I will take Zach over Ben Simmons, bro.
I mean, honestly, I take any dude. Honestly, we ain't be playing. All we need is another score. Shout out to Tobias, too, bro. Because we ain't even been saying nothing about Tobias. He been hooping, bro. He been hooping. But we all know what he do in the playoffs. I don't care about this regular season stuff, because he going to always hoop in the regular season. I got to see what he going to do when it's crunch time.
Facts, because in the playoffs, he was bricking. So that's what I'm waiting for. Yo, bro, Dwight Howard took more shots than Ben Simmons last night.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's really a shame, bro. That's really a shame. That's all I can say about
that. Hold on. Dwight Howard took more shots than him. Danny Green took more shots than him. Shake Milton took more shots than him. Korkmaz took the same amount of shots as him. Maxey took one less shot than him. Bro, what the fuck?
How many minutes he play?
Ben Simmons played 34 minutes. Dwight Howard played 15 minutes and got up two more shots than Ben Simmons.
Like, how is that possible? How is that possible, bro? I'm done with the bull. I'm done with him. Shout out to him though, because he's a good player, but he just don't need to be on the Sixers. Bro.
Nope,
that's not what we need.
He need his own team where he could play center and they surround him with shooters. And I said this 2-3 years ago.
Yep.
He needs the Giannis treatment.
Yep. That's what a bunch of shooters and a bunch of dudes that like catching lobs and shit. And he gonna be in heaven. He gonna be in heaven. But yeah, he gotta go. But we can get off of him. I wanted to know, what did you think about the debut of the new Big Three? Because I thought it was crazy. The crazy game. I'm going to let you take it, but I thought the game was crazy. Like, even though they lost and all that stuff, but just watching them three together, it was crazy to me. So what did you think about the Big Three? Like,
I mean, I ain't really got too much to say about it. I ain't really going to condemn them like I'm sure a lot of people would or a lot of people have just because they lost to the Cavs.
It was one game.
And it was their first game with all three of them on the court. You could tell that Harden was trying to find his place when Kyrie and KD is out there because he wasn't having really a fire game until like the end of the third, early fourth quarters when he really started cooking up. So you could tell he was trying to find his place. But it was hella fun to watch. Kyrie was out there dancing, cooking. KD, you know what KD do. So we ain't even gonna talk about KD. He give you 40 in his sleep, apparently. Mm. So, and then you got Hart. Like, bro, it's so stupid. It's just, it's gonna come down to, can you play defense though? Like the Cavs was not supposed to score that many points. I know it went to double OT. So that's why they ended up having like 140 overall, but they had like what, 117 at the end of regulation or something like that. Cavs is not supposed to score that many points on you, bro. So they got to find I feel like they got to find some type of defense. They'll gel on offense eventually. I mean, it's a long season, even though it's a shortened season this year. So I feel like they'll gel on offense at some point and, you know, figure out roles and different shit like that. But to me, it's just where's the defense going to come from for them? Like, who's going to step up on the defensive end? Who's going to take them assignments? Who's going to be that defensive leader that tells dudes, like, look, I know we nice on offense, but we need you to play defense too. Like, who's going to be that Draymond? Like, who's going to be that voice that has dudes playing defense for real, for real? That's my only thing with this Nets team. That's really my only question mark with them. I love what they did. Kyrie came back out there cooking.
His bag is ridiculous. Oh, bro. My God. Oh, my
bag
God.
Is stupid. Bro, he got post-up. He got post-up moves that some of the best wing players in the league don't even have, and he's 6 foot. Like, some of the best, like, 6'6", 6'7" players don't even have that type of bag in the post. Like,
it's just body ridiculous. Control and just all, bro. He a different breed, bro. He just a little bit weird. You feel me? We all weird in our own little way, but
flex.
Oh no, Kyrie, that might take the cake with the weirdness, but you know that's a conversation for another day. But yeah, bro. I honestly, like you said, it was beautiful to watch. Like, you feel me? And I ain't gonna lie, I might be on the bandwagon a little bit. I ain't me gonna lie to you, man. I already done put some money up for them to win the chip. I ain't gonna hold you, but like you said, their downfall is gonna be the defense. We all know that, but I just wanna know, like, not even wanna know, like, I'm just trying to figure out what they gonna do to add something because, like, they don't really have anything to trade or anything like that. So what are y'all gonna do to get some defense, like, as far as in the paint? Because DeAndre Jordan, not it, like, I watched Andre Drummond push this man out the way. He was confused and shit. I don't know if you saw that, but he like gave him the shoulder and he said, "Oh," and he cranked on him. He gonna look at Jeff Green. What Jeff Green gonna do? Like, what he gonna do? Like, bro, you the big man. So it's gonna get spooky for him when the playoffs. It's gonna get bad because all MB gonna see barbecue chicken. That's all that man gonna see. Because oh my God. It's going to get bad for him. And any other big man in the East, you understand what I'm saying? It's going to get bad for DeAndre Jordan. So if they don't get their defense together, it's going to get bad. But what I think the bigger thing is, though, because I feel like they might be able to get past with just playing a lot of offense. You never know. But I think their bench is going to be the most important part. If their bench, if Joe Harris not hitting that shit, and Bruce Brown not being effective, and who else they got coming off their bench? Ain't really nobody. Landry Shamet and all them dudes. If them dudes can't come out and be effective, I mean, all three of them going to have to put up 40 points a game. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have to go crazy. Like, it's no other choice. They're going to have to score 130 points a game or something like that. That's the only way they're going to win, because we know they're not going to be really able to play defense. Now, maybe they click and maybe they get it together and maybe they do play defense. I don't see it happening at all. Like, they don't have anybody that can guard anybody to me. KD is okay. He's an okay on-ball defender, but come on, bro.
He's the only one for real.
He ain't – what'd you say?
I said he's the only one for real. I mean, James – I ain't going to slight
he
James.
He was getting cooked, though. Colin Sexton was cooking him. So it's like, hey, bro. And when have we ever seen KD really lock anybody down one-on-one? Like, we not going to trip. We've seen the chase down blocks and all that. You feel me? The help defense, you feel me? Sliding over, getting those blocks. Yeah, we give the effort because he got the length and all that. He going to get some blocks. He going to get some deflections. But when have he ever locked anybody down? Not never. So, I mean, I mean Bruce Brown is probably their best defender. And who the hell is he? So that's going to get bad. So, I mean, like I said, I think the bench, obviously the defense is going to be crazy. But the bench, bro, they're going to have to score, bro. Them other dudes are going to have to step up, because that's one thing. LeBron with his super teams and all that shit, the other dudes always stepped up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made them so successful. You feel me? It's like the Heat's big three, because you got Mario Chalmers and them dudes stepping up. You know what I'm saying? Shane Battier and all the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They stepping up. So if KD and all these dudes get these DeAndre Jordans and Bruce Browns of the world and get them in line and get them in the rhythm and let them get the rock too and don't do so much isolation basketball, they're winning the chip easily. Like, it's not even – because they can get a bucket at any time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can get a bucket at any point in time. It's just, can you get a stop when you need that stop? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. They got to get their bench together. They got to pick somebody up. They got to go get a Jamal Crawford or something? Like,
that's more no defense. I mean –
I know, like, this is what I'm saying. There ain't nobody out there. Like, what do you do? Do you try to get Trevor Ariza? I knew he was trying to get a buyout or something, but I heard he was trying to go back to the Lakers. Like, what do you do? Like, you feel me? I don't know. Maybe they can finesse something.
They're going to get some players once the buyouts start happening, but I don't know what caliber of players they're going to get. They got to get Joe Harris, Tyler Johnson, and Landry Shamet going, though. Like,
yeah.
Forgetting that they got Tyler Johnson. Tyler Johnson was super tough with the Heat. Like, why don't he get no burn with the Nets? Like, is he injured or something? I don't know what's going on.
I think he might be injured, bro.
He got to be, bro, because he was super tough with the Heat. Like,
You can't tell me Tioza is a better player than him. I don't believe that. I like young boy, too. I like Tioza, whatever the hell his name is. But, come on, he's not better than Tyler Johnson, bro.
Nah, bro. That's dead. That's dead. So, I don't know what these niggas is doing, but. Like you said, the offense could carry him to a chip, but you still got to stop somebody at some point. Like, you could score 135, but you could score 135, but if you give up 140, you're still going to lose.
Yeah, you taking that L every time. So
you're still going to lose. But
they're not going to all put up 40 every game in a series, in a seven-game series. You know what I'm saying? So
facts.
Y'all going to have some off nights. We done seen James Harden have some crazy off nights. We done seen Kyrie have some crazy off nights. Man, KD, I ain't putting him in that boat.
KD different.
KD does not clutch. But I'm thinking now he learned how to be clutch in Golden State. He said, all right, I just had to learn. He did the LeBron thing. He Dickie LeBron. I had to learn how to win. Now I know how to win. Let me get on my own team. So the verdict is still out there on whether KD is going to be clutch. So because I don't know if everybody forget the last time he had a moment when he was supposed to be clutch, he folded. Everybody act like they forget, Mr. fucking best player in the world, let Wardell spank that and scrap that ass, you feel me? Like, and even in a pivotal game, pivotal moments, like Wardell. What are you, like 6'3"? Come on, bro. Stop it, bro. You the best scorer I've never seen besides James Harden. Like, you feel me? Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro. You a 7-footer that can do everything, bro. How is these dudes scrapping you, bro? How is Stephen Curry scrapping you, bro? come on, bro. So, like I said, the verdict is still out on KD, but I ain't going to put him in that boat with Kyrie and, you know, James Harden, whatever, because, you know, he got his chips.
You already know how I feel about that. I've been trying to tell niggas about when Steph strapped him at the end of that game six for years, and nobody listened to me.
They don't want to believe it, bro. I hadn't had arguments, too. After you done told me that and put me on, you was like, bro, watch it again and watch how he was strapped. Bro, I be having arguments with people to this day. Like, no, bro, I just told my homie at work. I said, bro, go watch game six. At the end of the game, it was like the last 5 minutes. Go watch the last 5 minutes of that game and watch how KD crumbled. And watch how Russ trying. Like, Russ like, yo, I need help, nigga. Help me. Like, he was, and that's why he was turning the ball over, because he like, well, fuck it. KD don't want it. Like, KD don't want this pressure. So I'm about to just, fuck it. I'm going to the rack. We all know what Russ does. He was trying to get KD that ball. You're not finna, if you didn't watch it and you don't remember it, go back and watch. I'm telling everybody that. If you told me that, I tell everybody that, bro. I'm like, bro, it's ridiculous.
And anybody that disagree, for real, like, and if you don't want to go watch it, I don't want to talk basketball with you anymore, for real. Because that was one of the worst fucking games that I've ever watched in my life that KD had. Like, at the end of the game, folding in the clutch. If you don't want to listen and, you know, go back and watch the tape, I really don't want to talk basketball with you no more, because that shows me that you don't know the history of KD, because he's always had problems with smaller guards. Chris Paul used to give him hell when Chris Paul was on the Clippers. He used to get up under him. So that tells me that you don't watch enough basketball, young fella. So I don't even want to talk basketball with you if you don't want to at least go back and watch the tape, for real.
Yeah. It's funny, though. KD always have trouble with them aggressive guys. Like, even Pat Beverly, he be frying them. Like, even, like, he fry all of them eventually. He always have trouble with them, and I don't get it for the life of me. How are you 7 foot and you having trouble with somebody under you?
Because maybe it's dribble. Annoying. He can't dribble. Yeah.
But you see that thing this year? It looked like he got that thing on a string this year. It looked like he do. Because he hit – who was that? Oh, he hit him with the – I said, KD in his bag now, but he got a little yo-yo. He might have that thing on the screen, but in the past, he definitely ain't had that thing on the screen. He definitely didn't have it on the screen at all.
I don't know, but a lot of people not going to recognize that. They just going to blame it on Russ, so it is what it is, man. We can move on.
Real rap. But I don't really have nothing else on the NBA, but shout out to Steph,
facts.
Shout out to Steph, man. Well,
early in the season.
Yeah, for sure. And he said, stop playing with my name, Wardell Curry.
That's a fact. But I said, if he, even if they don't make the playoffs, if he averaged damn near 30, I give him a break, because, like, that's all you can ask. Even if y'all make the playoffs in the West, but Steph still averaged 30, I give him a break, because he's doing whatever he can. Like, Draymond's a shell of himself. He's just a defensive leader at this point. He really don't give you nothing offensively. And Wiseman trying to learn the game, and you don't have Clay. So, like,
Wiseman not looking like they was talking about him, though. I'm just be honest. That's why my man be playing like 15 minutes a game, because he be getting exposed out there. Young boy, he ain't ready yet. They was hyping him up and all of that, talking about I saw him getting compared to Chris Bosh and, like, you feel me, Kevin Garnett and players like that. And I'm like, yeah, I think y'all might have been giving this young boy too much hype. I think young boy going to need a year or two to get right. I think he's gonna be like DeAndre Ayton. You feel like now he coming into his own now, you feel me? Like, he getting better or whatever. He still ain't making too much noise, being dominant, you feel me? But playing with Chris Paul, I feel like definitely gonna get him better and all that. But I compare him to like a DeAndre Ayton type player. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna have to
get it together. They're gonna need a couple more years to get young boy right. I feel like they fucked up.
I feel like they should have took Melo, and they could have competed this year. But that's besides the point. He is going to need a couple years, though. And what I think people need to realize is he did take a whole year off from basketball as well.
That's facts. That's facts.
So
that was his choice, though. I'm not trying to hear nothing.
Factually, it was his choice.
No, they did put him in a bind, though. I remember that, because he was about to get suspended for all of that. Yeah. He was in a bind. He did.
But I mean, he put himself in the bind, so it's still on him regardless. But I'm just saying, in general, I don't want nobody to feel bad for him and none of that. But what I'm saying is give him a little bit of time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Melo just came from, you know, playing every day. Like, Anthony Edwards just came from playing every day. Like, he was – James Wiseman probably was playing every day, but he playing at the local YMCA. It's not the same level of competition. Like, so give him a little bit of time. I mean, I don't want to call him trash too fast, but he's definitely not looking like what they was piping him up to be. That's for certain.
Yeah.
They could have took Melo and been competing right now.
They'd have been tough, bro. They'd have been out of pocket because you can even have him running the point and have Steph off the ball a little bit. Had him going back and forth, you feel me? Because we all know when Klay get back, he don't need the ball. So
nope.
You can make it work. You know what I'm saying? You can make that shit work because Kelly Oubre ain't it.
Man, we not going to trip. Melo is 6'7", so you can move him to the That's 2, what I'm 3, saying. Whatever. Like,
yeah, young boy rebound that ball. Like, yeah, more, young boy different. Melo different, bro. And Charlotte got one. They got one. Yo, MJ finally did something good. He finally did something good because he is the worst. Oh my god.
Did the Wolves and did he do something good or did the Wolves and the Warriors just do something bad? Because they both passed on Melo. They wilding.
Let's just give him a little bit of credit, bro.
We can give him some credit because he could have took Isaac Okoro. So you right. Yeah, we're going to give him some credit.
Let's give him a little bit of credit.
We're going to give him some credit.
You feel me? But yeah, like shout out to MJ for finally doing something good, man. Sheesh. But yeah, Melo rookie of the year easily. There's not even no discussion. Nothing to talk about.
Easy work, but we'll be recording again Sunday, bro. We can get out of here, man. We ain't gotta beat a dead horse for real.
Real rap, cause you know we be right back at it Sunday. Probably what you want to go before the games, after the games, it don't even matter. But yeah, we'll be right back at it, man.
Yeah, it don't matter to me, bro. But I'm just saying, bro. Episode 66, man. I'm Earl.
Yes, sir. I'm Staff. We out of here.
Peace.